Now, I have a question for you, Gary, which comes out of this exciting discussion we had on how to build wealth through investing in residential income producing properties. And it crossed my mind, well, what if I'm really living in the wrong place? What if it's simply looking around the market, it's in a state where to invest in residential properties right now would seem foolish? Am I out of the game?
Well, John, there's many opportunities in real estate, as we talked about. And if you lived in San Francisco and you looked at a $700,000 condo that rents for $1,800 a month, you might say, oh, no cash flow, can't do. Well, there's entrepreneurial opportunities, I still believe, in San Francisco and other areas if you're willing to work. But if you're not, and you want to think about some other, or maybe you even want to diversify away from San Francisco or away from New York or some of these other areas, there are lower priced areas. And one of the websites that I refer people to is called loopnet.com. But of course, there's also realtor.com, where you can look at properties in Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, upstate New York, Mississippi. Many of these properties are priced at $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a unit, even single family houses for less than $50,000 that rent for $450 or $500 a month. Now, if you are investing in one of these lower priced areas, you may not want single family houses, although you can hire a local management company or do as I do or have done in the past when I've owned a lot of properties in one area that's far away from where I'm living, is hire a personal employee who will report to me. And I prefer that approach to the property management. But you can buy 8-unit, 12-unit, 24-unit properties in some of these areas for less money than you can buy a single-family home in Santa Monica or Santa Barbara.
Well, let's talk about selecting an area of the country, given that we're setting ourselves free from where we happen to be living.